Texas46Radio.com. We have a winner. Who is this?
Hi, this is Caitlin Elise. I was calling for my interview.
Well, that is fantastic. You are the lucky winner to be able to chat with me. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's great. Yes, I'm glad I can always have somebody play along with the ever popular antics that I always provide here. It's Bruce Allen with you, and on the phone with me, I have Miss Caitlin Elise. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing great, and thanks so much for joining me this morning. And we're going to try to find out a little bit more about you, let our audience know where you're coming from. So when somebody hears your music for the first time, what are they? Do they ever say, you know, you sound just like? If you hear anything at all, if there's maybe a sound influence that somebody hears.
Sometimes every now and then somebody will say, you sound too much like Miranda Lambert. You have your own sound, but I believe that I do have my own sound. I mean, I think maybe every now and then I get a little bit, you know, to Miranda, but
okay.
Several people tell me that I need to find my own sound.
Okay. Well, if this helps any, when I first heard the tune, Hit the Road, the first thing I thought of was a cross between Patti Loveless and Terry Clark. Okay, so if you haven't heard that yet, now you can go a different direction. So are you familiar with Patti Loveless and Terry Clark stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so then now you can look at it a little bit differently. So you're 18?
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness. Okay, just a youngster in a big business here. Have you? I'm just trying to remember. Have you graduated high school yet?
Yes, sir. I'm actually in college right now.
Okay, where are you going?
I'm going to San Jacinto College here in Houston to get my basics done, and then I haven't figured out where I wanted to transfer yet.
No idea of what you want to do yet for a living, but you're at least getting the basics out of the way. I guess it's the best way to start. Plus, you can do your music as well.
Right.
And you're based out of what's home base for you?
Crosby, Texas.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
There's several artists that I've interviewed right straight out of Crosby. So very, very cool there. What was your first official gig?
I was kind of looking at
your bios and stuff like that, trying to see some officials. But what's your big first official gig?
First official gig was probably at a restaurant called Cedar Landing in Huffman, Texas. It's a little restaurant on the lake. It was really cool. I was about maybe 15 or 16 at the time, and that was my first official gig. But
okay, so going in front of a little bit of an audience, I saw something about your grandfather's 60th.
Yeah, that was more of a.
Here you can do this. Here, put the guitar on and sing for him. Is that kind of how that went?
pretty much. It wasn't really a gig. It was just more of a big, you know, one of our big family get-togethers, just in a bigger place, you know.
Okay. Well, it's like those, hey, everybody, Caitlin sings here. Give her a listen. Come on, let's go sit in here and listen.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Pretty much.
Okay. So, who are some of your big influences besides Miranda?
I love Reba McEntire.
Cool.
I love her. Patsy Cline, Leanne Rimes.
Okay.
Shania Twain.
All
of them.
Good. So you got a nice rounded genre area there. You can look into old, new, in between. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. So do you do more acoustic shows, or do you do full band shows, or what's your specialty?
It's actually a mixture between the two. Normally, I at least have one acoustic show, and I'm always with Don Vickers.
Right?
He's my good friend. We love singing together.
So when I was talking to Don, he was talking about you, him teaching you to do some vocals and some guitar stuff.
Yes, sir.
So how's it? I was going to ask you, how's it like working with Don? He was kind of real skeptical about that, and I said, I'm sure she'll say at least one thing good.
Yes. No, I love working with Don. Him and his wife Tiffany I'm very appreciative of them and everything that they've done for me. If you would have heard me 2 years ago, or even a year ago from now, you would have never pictured me where I'm at today. And I have them to thank that for.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, Don, if you're listening to this, there you go. There's your plug. So, hey, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, hopefully on a bigger stage.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm sure, starting out, I mean, like, Hit the Road's your first single, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know how it's doing so far on the charts?
Last time I heard, I've been so busy with school and work.
Oh, yes.
I can imagine. Music stuff. So the last time I heard a couple of weeks ago, it was number 122.
Okay, well, we shall see. It's a good tune. I enjoy playing it here.
Thank you.
Let's see. Do you write a lot of your own music, or do you do a combination of your stuff and co-writers, or how do your songs come about?
I've wrote a few by myself, but mainly I co-write with Don Vickers.
Okay.
Don, me and Don, we can write together real easily.
How do you prepare yourself for one of your shows?
Well, I've been singing the same songs for... Well, I mean, every now and then I'll have new songs, but... You know, the new songs, I just go over beforehand, before the show, maybe. But I come home from work on a Friday and have to...
Get my stuff
together, and so sometimes I don't have the time to sit down and actually really prepare myself like I should.
Okay.
But, most of the time I just wing it.
Well, you got a good band and stuff behind you that makes it a little bit easier, I'm sure.
Right. No, that band is awesome. They know what they're doing for sure.
Good. So, what's your typical show length that you do?
Normally about 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours.
So, that's a lot of material to get in there. So
well, it's a lot easier when Don's there with me, because it's not just one person singing, it's two. So okay. I only need, you know, half of the songs.
Do you, a lot of duets?
We do a few. We've been trying to work on some more. We do like Leather and Lace by Stevie Nicks and Dawn Henley, and we do sometimes we'll do Picture. We'll get a request for Picture by Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock, and we'll do that one. And,
well, there's a lot of good duets out there that will certainly get the folks to dancing. So if you have some free time, which you, by the sound of it, you don't have a whole lot, but if you did. And you wanted to binge watch something on TV that you needed. Man, I need to catch up on that. What would it be?
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. You're the second Criminal Minds person. Nice.
Oh, I love Criminal Minds.
Have you watched any of the new stuff for this season already?
No, sir, I haven't.
I have not either. We cut the cord on cable, and we have to wait for a delay like a week or two before we can watch it for free.
Right. I don't blame you.
That's the best way to watch it, of course, if you can.
For free, yeah.
For free. Anything is good there.
Yes, sir.
What's the last concert that you went to? Full-blown concert.
I'm trying to think. It wasn't the Houston Rodeo. It was probably the Crosby Rodeo. I think that was Kevin Fowler.
Okay. Kevin Fowler puts on a good show.
Yes, sir. He does.
So do you, I guess in this particular genre area, do you enjoy being considered one of the ladies of Texas country music?
Yes, sir, I do.
Do you think that we need more?
Of course.
there's just not enough. It's such a male-dominated sport.
It is. It's very hard for a female Texas country singer to make it. Very, very hard.
It is. It really is. And that you're getting onto the chart area gets you at least another step forward, because there's so many of them out there that want to make it, and it's just it's so tough. And
it's very tough.
And then you're coming along, and I wish you luck on all of that stuff.
Thank you very much.
Time for the Fast Five with Caitlin and Elise here. So I'm going to just say five little favorite things, and I want to know what your favorites are in those categories, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Your favorite food?
Mexican food.
Oh, man, another one. Man, that seems to be the top, top-notch one. Okay, let's, since we're on that one, a particular restaurant?
Oh, I really don't have a favorite.
Just in general, where you go, if you can find Mexican food, you're going to take it.
Probably, there's a little restaurant in Crosby called Hector's.
Okay.
And Don, me and Don both love Hector's. Don eats there at least once a week.
Oh, my gosh. So there you are.
Yes.
Very good. So Hector's, Mexican food, mighty fine. How about your favorite actress?
Maybe Angelina Jolie.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. Let's go with your favorite country artist.
Miranda Lambert.
Okay, golly, that was a given. Darn it! Okay, let's go with your favorite movie.
That's a hard one. Maybe Tombstone?
Tombstone! Okay.
Tombstone's a good movie.
Tombstone's a good one. All right, and then I'll end up with this one. I always use this one for last. Your favorite cartoon character.
Ooh. Well, when I was little, it used to be Tweety Bird. I had a Tweety Bird room.
So Looney Tunes is okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Looney Tunes. I used to love Looney Tunes.
All right. That's good. That's good. And for you being 18 and you say Looney Tunes, you rank another step up in my category here. That's good. Very, very good. Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. So if you want to give a before we start talking about your music here, you want to give a shout-out to somebody, I'll give you the opportunity to do so. If you want to say hi to whoever, fire away now.
I'm sure my mom's listening, so.
Okay.
I don't know if Dawn and them are listening, but if they are, then I want to thank them, too.
I'm sure they better be.
Okay. Well, I know Dawn's working, so.
Well, he can pull over to the side and grab the phone and give a listen. I know him. He'll do that. Matter of fact, he did that for me when I did his interview. And he had to say,
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, he
I'm
had
sure
to say, he did. Hey, can I park here for a minute so I can do this? He had to ask permission. Good grief.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your current single, "Hit the Road." Who wrote that?
Me and Don Vickers co-wrote that together.
Okay, all right. Any particular message or thoughts behind the song?
No, not really. It was more of a... I had wrote like a verse and a chorus or something, and it was kind of catchy. There was really no story behind it at all. I came up with a catchphrase and I started just writing it down. I wrote a verse and a chorus, and I sent it to Don, and he's like, yeah, I like it. And he started writing some on it, and then, I mean, we tweaked it up. It is what it is now.
Well, it's a good tune. I mean, it's really nice. I enjoy having it here on the station. And, if you're going to be performing that tune, your favorite, when you're playing live, what's your favorite venue to play when you're playing? If you're going to play Hit the Road, want to have some folks there, they're going to be there cheering you on. What's your favorite venue?
Probably Rowdy Bucks in Crosby because, I have so many friends up there, and I've gotten to know some of the locals that come up there, and they'll request that song. They'll request some of my other original songs, and it's really cool to see somebody request an original song that you wrote.
Oh, it is definitely. And that stands to reason why that's Don's favorite venue as well.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. So definitely there. So let's, if you don't mind, introducing your tune here. We're going to go ahead and play that and let everybody hear it. And we'll come right back to you. So why don't you tell the folks all about it?
My new single, Hit the Road, is out right now on iTunes, and Bruce here on Texas 46 Radio. I'm going to play it for y'all.
There you go. Just like that. Let's listen to Caitlin's tune here. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
everybody. That was Hit the Road, Caitlin Elise. I've got her on the phone with me, and she's having such a great time. She just doesn't know what to do with herself.
Right.
have you opened for any particular regional artists or even the old classic country artists that are coming through?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, well, you wait, because when you do, you're gonna be blown away. It's gonna be a lot, especially for it being your first time to open a show like that. You'll probably have some nerves and stuff, but it is very satisfying.
Yes, sir.
To do something like that, and even as long as I've been in the business since the early '80s, probably the biggest one that I did back then was at George Strait's rodeo in Kingsville. We opened the show for him up there.
Oh, wow.
And there was thousands and thousands of people there. It was loud, and the crowd was crazy.
Sure, it was fun, yeah.
I was nervous to do it, but right. once you got going, it was good. And even to now, we're going to be playing a show in 2 weeks with Exile. And that's I've never seen Exile live, and it's going to be exciting for me to do that even now. So once you start, and each time you do it, you're going to feel very special that you get to do stuff like that, and lots of memories will come out of it. So take lots of pictures.
Yes, sir.
Video and everything, so you can have all that, so you can show everybody once you've made it big that this is what it was like. Just a quick story. This is, I've been doing this a long time, and back in the day, you recorded things on VHS tape with these big big recorders, and we did a video at Cheatham Street Warehouse. We did a live show there. Got that thing all posted up to YouTube and everything. And you watch that from 30 years ago now, watching yourself on stage. It's like, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Look, and you point fingers and you laugh. And look at his hair. And does he have a mullet? I don't know.
Don and his band talk about that all the time. Like the keyboard player, Abe. He had real long hair, and Don was like, if you would have seen my and Abe's hair whenever, we played like 10 or 15 years ago, you wouldn't have even, you wouldn't have even recognized us. Because Don had, what's his face? Keith Urban hair.
Okay.
He had Keith Urban hair.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. And Keith Urban will now refer to as what's his face?
Yeah.
Keith, if you're listening, what's his name? I don't know what it is. Hey, tell everybody where they can find your music.
You can find it on iTunes and Spotify and CD Baby.
Very nice, very nice. Hey, everybody, we've been listening to Conversations with me, Bruce Allen, and of course Caitlin Elise. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Caitlin.
Thank you for having me.
You have a great weekend, and I hope sometime down the road I'll be able to meet you in person. But until then, I will continue to play your music as I get it, and good luck to you in the future.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
You too.